Yes, I agree. You know, one thing I've learned over time, I'm a huge sports fan, and it just goes back to playing sports in high school and all the things I've learned. I've learned a lot of things. I've been exposed to a lot of former trainings over the years, and I value and treasure every bit of the learning that I've been able to do. But I remember going back to that first hiring manager that hired me. I asked him, what are the best people doing? Because my first year in sales, I took a territory, like a lot of people, that was at the bottom of the ranks. And in my first year, I moved into the middle of the ranks. And I was nowhere near satisfied. Nowhere near satisfied. And my manager was like, hey, good job. You've come from the basement, and now you're back on the first floor. Let's talk about how to get you to the next level. And I asked him, I said, what are the best people doing out there? What's the secret sauce? Well, there's no real secret sauce other than just block and tackle. And it was some of the best coaching I've ever got. Do the basics and do them really well. And I'm like, what are those basics? And we had a sales model that we followed. And I've been exposed to several different sales models over the years, but they kind of follow the same thing. But our model was, it was an acronym called PAIDINC, P-A-I-D-I-N-C. So P is pre-call planning. Do your homework. This goes back to being in the Army, your IQB, your intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Know the situation, or Sun Tzu. I think Sun Tzu said it best. Know yourself, know the enemy, know the terrain really well. Understand what you're going into. A is approach. How do you approach people? And that's something I had to work on early in my career. Don't look like an Airborne Ranger necessarily when you walk in. Smile. Talk to people, build relationships, right? The nurses, the people at the front desk, everything. That's the approach. Let your guard down a little bit. You come at them with a suit tie. You come at them with a sales brochure. It's a doctor that's seeing 60 patients a day, and they're looking at you like, what do you need? Where do I sign? How do you let their guard down a little bit? How do you get that approach down to just get 10 or 15 meaningful seconds and hopefully turn that into 10 or 15 meaningful minutes? So that's the approach. And then the I is the interview, the ability to ask good probing questions. Dr. Jones, what's important to you? When you see this patient right here, what's your outcome that you're looking for? What's most important to you? What do you need when you see this patient when it comes to this type of pharmaceutical product? And then the D is to demonstrate, the ability to show what your product is. I somehow stands for validate, what it means, features and benefits, negotiating, the ability to negotiate obstacles, turn objections into selling opportunities, and close. And it's not a linear process. They all work together, and it's wash, rinse, and repeat. But that's really what we talk about. It's just do the basics well. A, show up every day. Make 15 calls a day when everybody else is making 8, 10 calls a day. But be effective in those calls. Be persuasive in those calls. And ultimately, in sales, what I've learned is a lot of times you're looking to persuade somebody to do something that they're not already doing. And coming up with win-win solutions and really positioning your product in a way to do that. So really the blocking and the tackling. And then as it evolved into the sales leadership, then the first step is to demonstrate success as a sales rep. So my second year as a sales rep, I won President's Trophy, and I was in the management development program. So that's the first step. Is if you want to be in management, if you want to be in leadership, a lot of corporations are going to want to know that you can demonstrate that first at the individual contributor level. Once you can do that, then you have credibility. Then it's getting into management. Then it's getting involved with other people, getting feedback on how it is. And then I rolled into the management program. And then another year, I was a trainer and then a district manager. And then I left pharmaceutical department in 2005 and went into medical device sales. And that's really where I've been for the most of my career since 2005.
Okay.
And I'm at right now. And that progression is just continuing to be a sponge. Learn. Do your job well. Demonstrate that you can do your job well. Teach it to other people so they can do it well. And that's where you really get into the leadership thing. And then you start growing into developing leaders, hiring the right people, hiring the right leaders. Because once you can hire the right people, what's the old saying? If you hire the wrong person, 95% of your job is ahead of you. If you hire the right person, 95% of the job is behind you. You work on the fine points. So that's kind of the next step for me, getting into management. And really building teams and finding the right reps, following a good interview process and finding good people. And now I'm in a position where I'm blessed to be able to work with some great leaders and managers and helping coach them and develop them. And passing on all my failures over the years and what I've learned and how I fixed them. Hopefully they learn from my strength, but also working with them. for them to unleash and harness their internal strengths as well too. So it's just really been an amazing journey, and it's an ongoing journey. Sales and sales leadership is an art more than it is a science, and it's evolving. I'm a student of leadership. I'm a student of best practices, and I'm a student of understanding what doesn't work, why it doesn't work, and how you make processes better moving forward.